Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Because you're a child of God and have come into the family of God. You'll notice those verses there in Ephesians where Paul said, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family, I like that, don't you? Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Praise God. Part of the family is in heaven. Part of the family is on earth. Part of the family that has been with us here on earth is now there in heaven. But we're still all the same family. So, because you are a child of God and have come into the family of God, you can now approach the Father in the name of Jesus.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. This week we went into Rhema's archive vault and chose Kenneth E. Hagen's classic teaching, Knowing God as Your Father. This will be a great month of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth E. Hagen with today's message.
Now you could open your Bibles to the 16th chapter of John's Gospel to begin with. Chapter 16, verses 23 and 24, Jesus is speaking. He says, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Then while you're right there in that 16th chapter, just turn back, maybe my Bible, I'd turn one page. Smaller Bible might have turned to if he's in the Testament, but to the 15th chapter of John's Gospel and the 7th verse. Jesus again is speaking. He said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Well, let's read that next verse. Herein, because you see this verse goes with what he just said. Herein is my Father glorified. In what is he glorified? Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Now, don't take that 8th verse out of its setting and go off with it, you know. It could apply all right to other fruit. But really, what he's talking about here is bearing prayer fruit. That's really the fruit right here that he's talking about. Now then, let's turn over, please, to the book of Ephesians. And in the 3rd chapter, and we shall start with the 14th verse. The Apostle Paul says, writing to the church at Ephesus, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. And then you can go on reading his prayer if you like, but I wanted to emphasize those two verses. Finally, I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, if we just went home now, we'd be blessed from the reading of the word. You see, prayer, well, I'll put it this way. Because you're a child of God and have come into the family of God, you'll notice those verses there in Ephesians where Paul said, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family, I like that, don't you? Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Praise God. Part of the family is in heaven. Part of the family is on earth. Part of the family that has been with us here on earth is now there in heaven. But we're still all in the same family. So, because you are a child of God and have come into the family of God, you can now approach the Father in the name of Jesus. You'll notice that Jesus said just before he went away, just before he went to Calvary to die, to shed his blood, to be raised from the dead, to eventually ascend on high and sit down at the right hand of the Father. He said, in that day, that's the day we're living in now, you shall ask me nothing. Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto, up till now, till this time, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Praise God. So now, because that you're in the family of God, because you're a child of God, you're in the family of God, and you can approach the Father. Whatsoever you shall ask the Father. I bow my knees unto the Father, Paul said. You can approach the Father in the name of Jesus and get the guarantee that he will hear your prayer every time you pray in that name. Are you listening now? Now notice real quickly that verse there in John 15:7. Now you see, a lot of time people will grab onto one remark that you made, take it out of context, and make you say something you didn't say. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. You see, a real prayer life must be based on the Word of God. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you. Now notice, that's the condition. Ye shall ask what ye will. Hallelujah. And it shall be done unto you. Now if he had just said, ye shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you, we'd just all automatically had it made, wouldn't we? But you see, there's some conditions that go along with it. Ye abide in me and my words abide in you. You see, a real prayer life, scriptural prayer life, working prayer life must be based on God's word. I have said this for many years. I'm going to keep on saying it. People have come and said, to me, will you pray with me about this? And they bring this request or that request or another request. Would you pray with me? Would you pray about it? Very often I have asked them, what scripture are you standing on? About 8 times out of 10, they say, well, none in particular. I said, that's what you'll get, nothing in particular. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. Amen? Amen. I've said for many years, I'm going to keep on saying it. Find scriptures that promise you the things you're praying for. Then you've got a solid foundation for faith. A solid foundation for your prayer life. Praise God. And then you know you've got a solid foundation that cannot be shaken, for heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away, Jesus said. Amen? Amen. So if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. Now listen, you shall ask what ye will. Well, we don't say ye and thee and thou today. In other words, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now that's an amazing statement. You stop and think about it a little bit. In the final analysis, that verse is really telling us that whether or not your prayer is heard or answered, it depends more on you than it does on God. Now, you know, just at first casual glance or listen to that, that sounds like a misnomer. But now just stop and wait a minute. He talks more about you in that verse than it does anybody, doesn't he? See, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. In that verse, five times you is mentioned. Who's he talking about? You. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, just write out there, right beside that verse, and if you can't write in your Bible, just throw it away right now and get one you can write in. Right beside that verse, this means me. Hallelujah.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Hold On to the Word. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Slimline book, It's Your Time to Shine. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Our Rights in Christ. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
And coming up also April the 12th through the 14th is Rhema College Weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's a great time.
You know, it's a time that you ever thought, do I want to come to Rhema, or what is Rhema all about? Well, come and visit our campus that weekend. You can attend classes. You can meet the dean. You can tour the campus. There's a worship night.
Yes.
Information about job and housing. And there's also a fun night. And, of course, you can attend a Rhema Bible Church on Sunday morning. So come check us out April the 12th through the 14th.
If you want to know more, just go to rbtc.org and all the information is there.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, Knowing God as Your Father. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.